I'm back. It feels so good to be back on this microphone after too long of a sabbatical, but I'm so excited to introduce you all for the very first time to the Keep Looking Up podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Craddock. This podcast has been years in the making, and it's the culmination of a lot of life lessons, grief, exploration, and most of all, vulnerability. And I'm so excited to share it with all of y'all. For those of you who are new, let me give you a little background on me and why I decided to do this podcast. I grew up as an only child to my incredible mom, Carol, and dad, David, or as many of you knew him, Kid from the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show. My parents met in their 20s in the 80s at a bowling alley where my dad was DJing in Arlington, Texas. My mom's incredible work ethic and tenacity complemented my dad's incredible creative and business talent. My dad's radio career ended up taking off when I was a toddler after years of gigging all around the country and sleeping on futons, and the rest is history. He was a staple for people driving to work or taking their kids to school in the morning in the DFW area, which led to him starting his own company and syndicating his show on a national level. I kind of grew up competing with my dad for entertainer of the house, and it was always a battle to see who would be the funniest, sing the loudest, or do the better accent. That led to my love of performing, singing, and theater. I studied musical theater at Oklahoma City University, one of the top schools in the country at the time for my degree. And let's just say it wasn't everything I expected. My parents had a very public divorce that was announced the first day of my freshman year of college, which led to a lot of stress being away from my family during such a hard time. That coupled with never, ever getting cast in any musicals, which was the sole reason I was attending this college, made me feel like I had no identity as a person or as a performer. By the time I graduated in 2012, I was depressed, lost, and empty. I moved home to Fort Worth to figure out my next steps and ended up getting a job with an advertising agency in town. I met a guy I was very serious with, and it wasn't the life that I thought I would have, but I was super happy at the time. And then in 2013, I found out the boy I'd been dating was cheating on me with a girl he met on Tinder, and I got let go from my job at the ad agency. So I was obviously very low. And then to top it off, my dad unexpectedly passed away on July 27th. From then on, nothing would ever be the same. I have to give both of my parents a lot of credit for the way they kept me away from the public eye and spotlight so that I would be able to live a normal life. And they were super majorly successful in that. I honestly didn't even realize the impact my dad had on the world until I saw the USA Today outside my hotel room in New York announcing his passing. I had a lot of responsibility thrust upon me at a young age, so the naivete and anonymity I had been afforded was gone. The 9 years since he passed has been an absolute roller coaster, and I'm here to share the highs and the lows with you guys. I immediately joined the board of directors of Kids Kids, our family's charity that takes kids with life-threatening and life-altering conditions and their entire family on an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World every year in November. A trip I had been going on myself since I was about 3 or 4 years old, so I grew up with the charity. From there, I worked my way up to executive director and eventually CEO and chief happiness officer. Having the opportunity to work with the people that my dad employed, raising funds and awareness, and seeing firsthand the smiles of the kids whose world consists of hospital visits and pain was the biggest blessing and the greatest honor of my life. And I have a hard time ever talking about it without getting teary-eyed because I've said it once and I've said it before, I truly would not be standing here today if I didn't have that soft space to land with the charity. After a certain point, the need to entertain came back. Even though I had a complicated relationship with performing after my college experience, thinking that I wasn't talented enough, thin enough, or didn't fit a particular mold or character. But I continued to put myself out there and got to work part-time on my dad's radio show, which has continued and flourished since his passing. I got to do my own bits and parody songs, discuss my dating life in the morning, similar to my dad. And it was a beautiful connection to him and reminder of what he and my mom had built together. After a certain point, though, after working with the charity and being on the radio show, I started to feel like I was an imposter in my own life. I remember telling my friends I was starting to feel like Kid Craddock in a wig. My dad was always incredibly supportive of me and very willing to do anything to help my performing career, but he never expected me to follow in his footsteps exactly. By the time I hit my late 20s, I was ready to have my own identity, but I didn't really know where to start or what that looked like. Enter American Idol on ABC. Now, don't go rushing to YouTube to try to find the performances on there, y'all, because they do not exist. I got about 7 seconds of airtime in the opening credits and then another when I was sent home crying from the last round of Hollywood Week after the craziest week of my life. From an outside perspective, it would seem like that experience was a little bit of a waste of time, but it truly was the most transformative experience, not only for my music, but from a personal aspect as well. I felt like I finally had something to say, and I worked hard on building a following of people that would resonate with my original music. I reached out to my good friend Ryan Cabrera, who my dad had spent a lot of time mentoring, and a week after Hollywood Week, I was back in LA working on original music for the first time in my life. I lived in Nashville for a bit, wrote some great songs, soaked in all the creativity, and had a really toxic situationship with a band member, which led to me leaving Nashville and heading back to Dallas. I had some amazing experiences during that time, including opening for the Josh Abbott Band, headlining my own tour all over Texas with two other bands, and even performing in my first arena show at American Airlines Center for their annual Jingle Ball concert. By 2020, my first EP was ready to be released right as the pandemic hit. I released it anyway, but it obviously didn't get the traction that I wanted because I couldn't promote or tour the record like I had planned. During the pandemic, I really turned inward to try to figure out what it is that I wanted, who I was as a person, and really get down to the demons that had been in the shadows of my really bright, lovely life. I had started a podcast called Caroline's Obsessions, which started off as a segment on the Kit Craddock Show every Friday, where I would share my most recent obsessions and cool things to try. The reception to it was so great that it led to me making an hour podcast hosted with my best friend, Nicole. It was a pretty light podcast where Nicole and I would talk about our lives and I would continue to share my obsessions for the week. And on that podcast, I interviewed Susie Batiste. And if you don't know her, you need to look her up immediately. She is known for being the CEO of Poopery, but she is way more than that. She shares her own story of hardship so beautifully with such grace. I wanted to learn more from her. So I got the opportunity to take her a live OS workshop at the very beginning of the pandemic. And that experience really shaped my view with my mental health and with my life kind of forever. I learned how your negative thoughts can completely control your life and outlook and how we can rewire our brain to not always be in a lack mentality. From then on, I dove headfirst into learning about mindset, routine, habit building, and really dedicated the time to put myself first and stop letting fear and negativity hold me back. I listened to every podcast, read every book, did every meditation. But not every podcast, book, or self-help guru is going to resonate every time, but I learned so many great things that continue to help me today. I have been so heavily influenced by people like Susie Batiste, Gabby Bernstein, Ed Milet, and Brené Brown. They all have had little nuggets of knowledge that I carry with me on a day-to-day basis. Ed Milet taught me that confidence is made by keeping promises to yourself. Gabby Bernstein showed me that in order to accomplish our goals, we have to release it, stop focusing on the outcome, and start focusing all of our energy on little inspired actions, and that would lead us to the life that we want. I learned the phrase, the story in my head, from Brené Brown, a communication tool used instead of being accusatory with a loved one or partner, but instead of saying, you made me feel this way. It has been a game changer in the way that I communicate with my boyfriend and my loved ones. Now, I am not Ed Milet or Brené Brown as much as I wish I was, but I am a person who has experienced a lot of grief and low moments, but is dedicated to being the most evolved, spiritual, joyful person I can be. After opening my mind to all of this self-improvement, I quickly learned that all of my followers on social media and friends were super receptive and wanted to hear more. From there, I learned how impactful sharing just one little tidbit could be. And what if I started a podcast interviewing people on how they got to where they're at, what their daily routines look like, what their favorite gratitude practices are, how their mindset has ruled their life in a positive or negative way, And also for fun, what music did they listen to get through those hard times or motivate themselves? I stopped wondering what if, and I decided to go for it in January this year. Life got in the way many times when I was trying to release this podcast, and I realized while starting this podcast and doing more work on myself that I've gotten way too comfortable in my life. I decided to get out of my comfort zone and make a move I've always wanted to make and move to Austin, Texas. That coupled with renovating a new home and really embracing my privacy and figuring out who I am in a new city where no one recognizes me or my name made my imposter syndrome sneak back in. I questioned if people would judge this project that I put so much effort into as another vanity project from a DJ's daughter. Then I got a message from a follower that completely reminded me and encouraged me to finally release this beautiful project. I got permission to read this message, so here it is, and I will cry. Hello, beautiful. You've been on my heart to reach out to, as I've been writing recently about our infertility story. Did you know that you led me to Gabby Bernstein? I had only been following you for a bit and loved your good energy, so I was probably seeing almost every story. You posted about a hot girl walk and your favorite podcast to listen to on them, and I knew I liked what you liked, so I looked Gabby up. After half of one episode, I was hooked. I listened to everything I could, then quickly devoured Super Attractor, which is her amazing book. I quickly realized I needed a major mindset change about getting pregnant. I was really being so hard on myself. After trying and trying, I was actually expecting to not get pregnant. In retrospect, I can see I was in such a mindset of lack. I was praying, but I prayed in desperation. I was grateful, but not for the situation. And lo and behold, as soon as I started my morning affirmations, meditating, journaling, and praying differently, we got pregnant. Of course, that's only the first step. Pregnant with twins can cause some serious panic and concerns and worries, but I kept up with my routine and had a perfectly healthy full-term pregnancy, and we were blessed with two perfectly healthy babies. I'm crying as I write this because sometimes I can't believe how happy I am. I just wanted to thank you and let you know just how much you helped me and really changed my life. Just a little reminder that you'll never truly know how being open and sharing with others can really help them find themselves. So never stop. This made me realize that sharing information, sharing vulnerability, and sharing your experiences is the most impactful, courageous, and beautiful thing that we can do. Everyone just wants to feel seen and heard and understood. And my life purpose since I was a child was to help others. My parents taught me that. And making others feel understood, whether that's from my music and my songwriting or this podcast, is my calling. And if I can interview one person that says one thing that resonates with you, then I've done my job. My dad was one of the most hilarious, caring, self-deprecating people I have ever met, but since his passing, I've learned that his heart was the best part of my dad. Every time I talk to someone from his past, they talk about how good my dad made them feel, how they would feel like when he was around, they were the only person in the room and the only person that mattered. He had a lot of hardships in his life that he didn't feel like defined him and ultimately made him even more successful. That is the part of the legacy that I want to continue in my own life and to be able to share with you all. I don't want to be Kikratic with a wig on. I want to continue to write and perform my own original music, put out this podcast, have my own family, and be Caroline. Now, that does not mean that I have it all figured out. I really am taking it day by day, and I always will be transparent about that. But I am so thankful to have this platform to put out this positivity in my own way, but still honoring my dad. So my dad ended every radio program with the same phrase that really grounded him. Keep looking up, because that's where it all is. And it really does boil down to that. My whole life has been leading me to this moment. And these are happy tears. I cannot wait for the adventure to come. So with that being said, let's get into it. This is my first episode, and I can't imagine having two more perfect guests than Sainty and Eric Nelson. Sainty has been in my life, my entire life, as long as I can remember. And she is an incredible woman on her own accord. Now made even better by being in a power couple with Eric Nelson, who you know from 1883. So this interview, like I said, I've been working on this podcast for almost a year now. So this happened in the beginning of the year. So we had no idea how huge 1883 was huge when we interviewed them, but, the amount of fame that he has gained since this conversation has been absolutely crazy. So I would definitely, follow both of them on social media. They have a lot of great nuggets. They're both really brilliant and talented people and business people. But the thing that I love most about these two are their dedication to their family, and they will never let anything come between them, and they make each other stronger. And that goes to Sainty's parents as well, who I've known my whole life. They're very successful people as well, but family always comes first. And I think that's why they're so successful. So I can't wait for you guys to listen. So be sure to go to my website, carolinecraddock.com. She's new. She's improved. She's beautiful. Another little aspect of the podcast you'll see is I ask every guest, to give me kind of the 3 to 5 songs that would be on the playlist of their life, what songs define them, like I was talking about previously. So I will be updating, a new playlist every week to go with the podcast. So be sure to go to spotify.com/KLU podcast. Keep looking up. That is where you can find us on social media too, KLU Podcast on Instagram. And you can follow me at Caroline Craddock on Instagram and TikTok if you want to see me be an unhinged 32-year-old, the oldest woman on TikTok. It's me. Anyway, enjoy this episode. I cannot wait for you guys to hear the other guests that I have, but let's get into it. Here is Sainty and Eric Nelson.